Compassion. Good morning. How are you feeling today after your journey of selfless giving? Today, we will go deeper into subtler emotions. Compassion, grace, prayer, acceptance. All of them are related and are expressed by the feminine archetypes of the Divine Mother, with its many different faces and names in varying cultures. Virgin Mary and Kuan Yin are probably their most known faces. This aspect of the feminine is related to maternity too, which teaches us unconditional love, loving and accepting our children the way they are. And of course, it is not necessary that we ourselves be biological mothers to live this love. Exercise. To recall these qualities of the feminine so we may put them in their place of honor, today we invite you to pray. It does not have to be a known prayer, and much less one repeated mentally, mechanically, without emotion. The most profound prayer is not one wherein we ask, but rather one where we use our heart to give thanks wholeheartedly. Whenever we give thanks, we acknowledge that the world and life are perfect, just the way they are. The critical, complaining, resistant personality aspects that leave us bitter disappear. Everything could always be better, but firstly and foremost, we need to accept and be grateful for that which is. Your prayer could happen at home, in a church, in an ashram, in nature, wherever you feel best. You can even motivate yourself to create an altar at home, just not in your bedroom, and there to pray. The second invitation of the day is an extension of the state of prayer. We are going to remember the people we criticized and judged and seek to put ourselves in their shoes, understand their stories, their motivations, and apologize for the disharmony we created, being critical of them. Certainly, we are not the beholders of the truth. We cannot know how others should live or behave. We will seek a true state of compassion for the real people we know and for those to whom we haven't extended our feeling of compassion. We could concentrate on many people or on just one person, because sometimes, if we are able to completely accept one single person who does not meet our expectations, in truth, this already corresponds to an enormous leap in our development. A great weight is lifted. In order to assist you today, we also suggest contemplating nature if you have the opportunity. You could be in a town square, in your garden, or looking at the sky through the window of your apartment. Contemplation is a state of total acceptance of what we see, and it becomes quite simpler when contemplating nature. When we look at a plant, we do not get mad because it is small or big, or because it bears fruit or flowers, or because it has thorns or not. When we look at the moon, we do not want to make it better or correct it. Same with animals. We accept them the way they are. But usually, we do not behave the same where people are concerned. Contemplating nature reminds us of how we could live. It puts us in the correct state of being. And above all, today, accept and appreciate yourself just the way you are. May this day be blessed. If serenity, love, and grace appear in your heart, take it in. This is our natural state, occulted only by an aggressive intellect and unbalanced emotions. From our side, We are grateful for your efforts on this path and receive your unique way of expressing the feminine open-heartedly. To close this week, we suggest that you make an evaluation and write in your journal. How did you feel? What did you learn? What challenged you? Did you notice any results? How did people behave towards you this week? How did you behave toward them? And we recommend the last film of this cycle, The Mists of Avalon, a film where we understand how the worship of the goddess and the great mother was in Europe before Christianity.